I'm Pastor Joseph Gilman. Welcome to Whitfield Word of Life Broadcast. Whitfield Word of Life Broadcast is a ministry of Whitfield Pentecostal Fellowship Church for the purpose of the spreading of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Our aim is to preach good tidings to the meek, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn. Also, you can hear our broadcast at your convenience at whitfieldpfc.org, our website. We'll be telling you more at the end of the broadcast how you can receive or find copies of this message. I hope you enjoy today's broadcast. May God bless you.
I'll read them just quickly again. Can the Ethiopian, Jeremiah 13 and 23, can the Ethiopian change his skin, or the leopard his spots? Then may ye also do good that are accustomed to do evil. And I'll deal with that verse in a minute. Matthew 6 and 27, which of you by taking thought can add one cubit unto his stature? Amen. I'm going to read a quote. This quote was by one William Booth, many, many years ago. Amen. Matter of fact, I can't remember exactly when this quote was taken. I think it was towards the latter part of his life, maybe somewhere early around 1900, a little after. Brother Booth said these words, "The chief danger that confronts the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without regeneration, politics without God, and heaven without hell." Hello. I think nail got driven all the way down. Amen. You can say what we want. Have we not seen that unfold in our time? Amen. So look at what the Word of God said. Amen. Can the Ethiopian change his skin, or the leopard his spots? Then he said these words. Amen. Then may we also do good that are accustomed to do evil. Amen. Well, Brother Joe, I'm not accustomed. Man is a fallen creature. He fell in the garden. He is accustomed to evil. Amen. He's not contaminated just skin deep. He's contaminated all the way to his soul. Amen. You know, these people that these secular humanists that try to act like that, you know, they's good in everybody, and all you got to do is just get it out. Amen. I tell you, the only good that is in everybody is that conscience that God has put in there. He has given us a measure of His Spirit, that measure of faith that has been put in every human being. Amen. What's that been put there for, Brother Joe? For a reason. Amen. So that when the gospel is preached or someone witnesses to that person, that measure of faith, that seed that God has put in that spirit, amen, rises up and says, "That's the truth." Amen. Bringing conviction and condemnation to the life. Amen. And pointing them to the only way of redemption and change out of that fallen estate. Amen. There's only one way that man can be recovered. Amen. He can't be recovered by his good works. He can't be recovered by government programs. He can't be recovered, amen, by going to, amen, to do well classes. And, amen, I know the Alcoholics Anonymous, they go down and say, "I'm an alcoholic." Amen. And the only way I can have any kind of liberty at all is if I stay away from what I'm bound with. Hello, come on. What kind of deliverance is that? Amen. I can tell you what God can do. Amen. Brother Watts that's going on to be with the Lord. Amen. Could have attended one of those meetings, Brother Tony, and said, "I used to be, amen, an alcoholic. Amen. But I met a man named Jesus. Amen. And he delivered me from the bondage of alcohol." Amen. It doesn't matter if it's alcohol, drugs, or whatever the chains are. Amen. I can tell you there is one remedy. Amen. There is only one that can change us. Amen. From a life of sin. Amen. And his name is Jesus. There's only one name given among men whereby man must be saved. Amen. I can tell you if they meet Christ, amen, in truth and repentance, there will be a divine change in the life. Amen. We quoted a while ago, maybe earlier in the, amen, this morning, amen, about grace. Amen. The grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared unto all men, teaching us to deny ungodliness. and worldly lust, that we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. Amen. I'm telling you, there's only one way to do that. Amen. If we let Christ live in us. Amen. If He lives. Amen. I'm going to tell you, there will be a soberness. Amen. There will be righteousness. And there will be, amen, holiness in that life. Amen. Thank God this morning. Amen. That I met Him. Amen. Many years ago, He found me dead in trespasses and sins. Amen. But He didn't leave me, Brother Tony. Amen. He said, come unto me and live. I heard Him say, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Come, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in spirit. He didn't say pride and lift it up. I'm meek and lowly of the Lamb of God. Amen. Teaching us the meekest man that ever existed. Amen. His name is Jesus. Amen. Outside of Him, the Bible says that Moses was the meekest of all men. He is humbled. He's disciplined. Amen. He's humbled Himself. Amen. The Word of God said of Christ, being found in the fashion of man, He has humbled Himself to the death, even the death of the cross. Amen. What you talking about this morning, Brother Joe? Change. Amen. Oh, we used to sing that old song, I've been changed. I've been newborn all of my life. It's been rearranged. Amen. I believe Brother Ronald Hobby many years ago preached a message. I'm tired of being stared. I want to be changed. Amen. That staring just stirs all that stuff up, Brother Tony. Amen. But when we get changed, amen, God, amen, will pour out that old and pour in that new. Amen. Hey, Samuel, amen, Saul has done wrong. He's messed up. I want you to take that horn that you got and pour that oil out. And I want you to fill it up with some fresh oil. Amen. And go down there to Bethlehem. Amen. And anoint my servant. I found me a man after mine own heart. Amen. I'm telling you, amen, when God comes into a life, amen, and His Spirit rules and reigns, amen, there will be a change that is noteworthy. Woo, hallelujah. Amen. What kind of change? The Word of God says, old things are passed away. All things are become new. And all things are of God. Amen. My, what a difference it made when the Lord's come in that heart. Amen. So here I want us to see. Amen. He said there that to do good. We got folks who believe that they can do all by their work good works. God's going to grant them access into heaven. Amen. Those people come, they want to do these little skits around the graveside. Amen. A lot of preachers don't want them to come in when they have a funeral service. Amen. The masons come and do their little thing. Amen. I say, yeah, come on in. I've got something to tell you. Amen. I've got a word for you. Amen. I got a person laying in a casket. Amen. They've met their reward. Whatever they've done, Brother Tony, amen, can't be changed. Amen. However they left, that's the way it's going to be. Amen. Oh, but I can tell you the living that are here. Amen. When they come, I can tell them, you can give your body to be burned. Sell all you have, give it to the poor. Amen. But what will it profit you? Amen. It won't profit you anything. Amen. But if you'll give your life to God, amen, let Him change you. Amen. Wash you under regeneration. Amen. It'll change your eternity. Hallelujah. It'll change your earthly ways. Woo, hallelujah. Amen. I believe Brother Ravenhill said preaching changes time, but prayer changes eternity. Amen. I'm telling you, eternity is what's important. Amen. Yes, what we do here is important. Amen. Well, what we do here is going to change our eternity, Brother Tony. Amen. My man is born dead in trespasses and sins. That's in your Bible very clearly stated. Amen. Ephesians said, you who sometimes were dead in trespasses and sins, but God, who is gracious. Amen. My, what did He do? He came by and gave them, amen, the folks that were dead, He brought them unto life. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Amen. That first Adam was made a living soul. Amen. That last Adam, He didn't say the second. He said the last Adam. Amen. What was he, Brother Joe? A quickening spirit. Amen. I can tell you, Jesus is the last Adam. Amen. He's come to do what?
quicken that dead Adam, amen, that died in that garden. Come on with me. Amen. Quicken him unto life. Amen. To restore, amen, what the enemy has destroyed. Amen. I can tell you, can anybody restore what that God? He can change. Amen. Glory to God. No matter how deep in sin, no matter how big the chains, amen, I can tell you, at His command, they will fall off. Amen. They found out in when Legion, who's bound by, that man bound by a legion of devils, at one word, amen, has to loose him. Amen. And set him free. Amen. It so scared the people of that land that they fled in fright. Amen. Jesus left that man to evangelize his hometown. Amen. And when Jesus returned, amen, they appeared and came to the feet of Jesus. Amen. My. They said, oh, hallelujah. Listen, I thought about someone that said, amen, the little woman at the well, amen, has been had her experience with Christ and said, come see a man. She's running to the city. Amen. Here's a woman that's got a bad reputation, but she's met Christ. Amen. Brother Tony, she's been changed. Amen. And here she goes running through that city and saying, come see a man that told me everything there I've done. Amen. Oh, this is the Christ. Hallelujah. She had a change. Amen. Here's a woman that slipped out to the well at noontime because she's embarrassed about her sinful estate. Amen. But at noonday, she's running back through the city, Brother Tony. Amen. Saying, come see a man that, amen, that set me free. Amen. I don't have to live the way I used to live. I don't have to act the way I used to act. I don't have to walk the way I used to walk. Amen. My, what a friend. What a deliverer we have in Christ. Amen. Luke 13:1, there was present at Caesar's some who told him of the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. Amen. And Jesus answered and said unto them, suppose ye that these Galileans were sinners above all the Galileans because they suffered such things? I will tell you nay. Listen to his words. Except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Or those 18 upon whom the tower in Siloam fell and slew them, think ye they were sinners above all men that dwelt in Jerusalem? I tell you nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Jesus is laying the groundwork, amen, for change. Amen. What do you mean, Brother Joe? Amen. I'm going to look at the groundwork for change in humanity. Amen. Listen, that groundwork must not be just a one-time thing, but it must be a continual process that is set up in our life. Amen. We must not let it slip. We must maintain it. Amen. What do you mean? What's the groundwork? First, in that groundwork there comes a conviction. Amen. In order for someone to be changed, they got to first be convinced that they are wrong. Amen, brother. Listen. Brother Ravenhill said many years ago, in order to get someone saved, you got to first get them lost. Hello? Until you convince a person that they are lost and undone without God, and that they are headed to a godless eternity, amen, there will be no change, amen, in the life of that person. Amen. Well, Brother Joe, I know what the Bible says about the last days. Amen. About people who will not hear the truth, but will, amen, have an itch in ears. Will, amen, seek out people that will tell them a lie. Amen. We're living in that day. Amen. They can do what they want to do. God was not going to make anybody, amen, get right. But I tell you what God will do. God will send by, amen, folks, amen, with warning flags, Brother Tony. Amen. And God will warn people time after time. Amen. God is faithful. Amen. God said to Israel of old in the Old Testament, I sent my prophets betimes. Amen. That's just He's saying, I sent warnings unto you multiple times. I kept sending the warnings. Amen. Because you didn't heed, it's not my fault. Amen. Ezekiel. Amen. God speaks to Ezekiel and said, I have set you a watchman over the house of Israel. Amen. Now He said, if the watchman seeth the enemy come And he does not warn, amen, the people. He don't sound that warning. Amen. The enemy comes and there's a slaughter. He said, I will hold the blood of those that are slaughtered at the hand of the watchman. Amen. I saw die. I'm going to tell you, that ought to scare every preacher to death. Amen. That ought to make them shake in their boots. Amen. Now, come on with me this morning. Amen. Because there's a tremendous responsibility. Amen. The souls of those are in their hands. Amen. There's multitudes that are headed for destruction while men tell them lies. I wouldn't want to be in their shoes. Because one day they're going to give an account for that. Amen. Yes. Amen. Oh, Lord. Hallelujah. Behold, I have set my watchmen, not to be dumb dogs, but to bark, to declare my counsel, saith the Lord, to warn. Behold, I have sent them to preach the gospel. I have sent them to, behold, reprove and rebuke and to exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine, that men may know to flee the wrath to come, to turn from iniquity and turn unto God, that they may not wind up in a godless or destructive eternity, saith the Lord. I will hold accountable those that will not, behold, do as I declare and warn. Behold, I say to thee, I have sent forth my warning. I will send my prophets. I will send my messengers, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. God will not fail. Then he said, but if the watchman, amen, see the enemy coming, and he warns the people, amen, and they heed not the warning, amen, and the enemy destroys them, he says, though they be destroyed, I will not hold their blood at the hand of the watchman. Amen. I can tell you, I want to be a minister. There is a dreadful, amen, heavy experience that comes with that. Amen. I can tell you, there have been times I've had to weep, Lord, help me. Amen. Make sure that I don't do the wrong thing. That I don't allow human emotions and human feelings to interfere with what the will of God is. Very easy to get off in that. Brother Clendenin, amen, who was a pretty stout fellow, amen, said, I don't do much counseling. He said, I do most of my counseling in the pulpit. He said, there, it's under the anointing of God, and I've removed myself from all motion. Amen. Anything that comes with flesh. Amen. Why, Brother Job? Because that man, if he ain't careful, he'll side. He'll feel bad for somebody and side up with something they shouldn't side up with. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. Change. Amen. I'm going to tell you, our world needs change. Amen. And it don't need no change by no wretched, sinful, ungodly government. Amen. It needs change by a godly Christ. Amen. If you want to have a safe, peaceful dwelling, let God rule and reign in the hearts of men. And listen, I know the world perverts history. Our nation has perverted our history. Our founders declared that our system of government, amen, was for a godly people. It would not work for any other. My, is not that coming to realization today? Very real. Amen. What do they mean by that, Brother Joe? That except that men would do what was right and have a godly inclination to do right. Amen. That the system of government, self-government, can never work. Matter of fact, one of our founders said, amen, if men were rebels and amen, and were self-willed, amen, and against the will of the people and of God, brother, amen, he said it will take a tyrant to rule them. That's the way it's been through history. Amen. That means the people must be worthy of having that kind of government. Today we are seeing, amen, a drastic change away from the way that we were inclined to go. What is it producing, Brother Joe? Dangerous times. Amen. Dreadful. Amen. Hope is vanishing. Come on. I know that one fella preached on hope. Amen. Run on hope. He didn't know what hope was. Hope maketh not ashamed. That's what your Bible says in Romans chapter 5. Amen. Amen. We glory in tribulation, Paul said. Because tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience and hope.
Amen. And tribulation, and that fear brings about hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Amen. Real hope, amen, makes us look toward God. Amen. Real hope, amen, says we will. David said, amen, I will hope in thee, and in thee only will I hope. My hope is in the Lord. Amen. So let's just let me move quickly. I want us to see here, amen, what he said. Jesus said, except you repent. The foundation. Man must come to the knowledge of his need. Amen. That's why, amen, God has sent that ministry called preaching. Amen. Come on. Listen. Amen. Listen, what he said. What is the word of God? I believe it was Brother Grand Charles Grandison Finney that said it is the duty of every preacher, amen, to preach the law with such great severity that it makes sin exceeding sinful, amen, and bring that sinner to total realization of his sin and what his just reward should be, and point them to Christ as the only way of escape, amen, the only means of redemption. Amen. My. Amen. Where? Oh, where? Amen. I believe Brother Ravenhill said as that unctionized preaching. Amen. On sinners. Amen. And saints alike. Where is it at today? Amen. The blessed be messages. Amen. Can't much be found in this book. I tell you what the greatest blessing is that man can know. Amen. To be delivered from sin. Amen. To live a godly, holy life is the greatest thing man can know. Except that come. Everything else is vanity. It's all useless. It's going to vanish away. Only what changes that soul of that person, amen, is going to remain into eternity. Amen. Let me go on quickly. Man's change. Let me just look at man's change. What man in his divine wisdom changes. Romans 1 and 23. And change the glory of an uncorruptible God into an image made like unto corruptible man and to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. In other words, man's change, it brings God down to some human level. Take a look at our world today. Take a look at what we have for leadership. And you will understand that they don't believe that God is, amen, divine. Brother Tony, they think He's like some other being that you can change Him. He's like all kind of humanity. You can just mold Him any way you want. Amen. That's the God that, amen, a majority of folks in this country serve, is that God that they can mold, Brother Tony. They might as well go out and build Him a totem pole and fashion it, make it pretty, and say, that's my God. Amen. I can do anything with that totem pole I want to do, but that ain't the God of heaven. Amen. This God I'm talking about, you can't put Him in your shirt pocket. Amen. You can't buy Him with your wallet. Come on with me. Amen. You can't buy Him with your good works. You can't buy Him with lying lips. Oh, no. Amen. He won't be bought. He's a jealous God. Amen. Come on. I said, He's a jealous God. That's not my words. That's His word. He said, I'm a jealous God. Amen. He's got a right to be jealous because He's God. Amen. He said, I will have no other gods before me. Amen. Whether it's a man worshiping his own self as God, or whether he's worshiping something in this world as God. Amen. Talking about change this morning. Amen. Listen, God's got to get to man. Got to make him understand. Hold on a minute. Amen. The only way that man can be reached, he can't be reached by fancy wise words. Your Bible says, amen, Paul writing by the Holy Ghost, after that through wisdom, the world by wisdom knew not God. If wisdom and culture would have been the way to reach man, the ancient Greeks would have produced the perfect godly society. But they didn't. What did they produce, Brother Joe? They produced more ungodliness. Hello? So it's not that that was the best. God chose by the foolishness of preaching. Here it comes right here. Amen. Brother Ravenhill said there's only one thing that'll take that word and drive it all the way past that mind, all the way into that spirit of man. Amen. And make him come to the knowledge that he is sinful, lost, and undone without God if he hadn't been born again. Come on. Amen. And then though there are those professors that say they've been born again, but they've never met Christ. Their life has never been changed. Amen. They live the same way. Amen. They may have went down and shook the preacher's hand and rolled off through some little, amen, murmuring. Amen. Condensated words. Amen. That said they believe in God. Come on. Amen. The Word of God tells me that devils believed and trembled. Amen. But they still devils. Come on. Amen. Man that really believes. Listen. Real faith has action. What do you mean, preacher? Real faith will bring me to an altar of repentance. And it won't bring me there with lying lips. It'll bring me there with a broken heart and a contrite spirit. It won't bring me down because I want to be accepted in the church as a good old buddy, and amen, among the so-called brethren. Amen. To shake the preacher's hand and be fellowshipped in. My name putting on the church roll. Come on with me this morning. Amen. But I can tell you, real faith and a real conviction for sin will bring us to the Lamb of God. Amen. The High Priest of Heaven. Amen. When we won't stop until we see, amen, that name's been written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. Come on. I know my name's been written down. Woo! Brother Hobbs preaching said a big man came down to the altar. He looked like he had the weight of the world on him. Amen. Could hardly walk. Amen. But in a few minutes, Brother Tony got up, looked like one of them bears dancing on his toes. Amen. Oh, about to float off, and said, What happened? He said, I seen a great big hand. Write my name down. Amen. Oh, Jesus said, the disciples came back to him and said, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us. Oh, and Jesus said, I say unto you, marvel not that the devils are rejoiced, not because the devils are subject unto you, but rather rejoice for the reason the devils are subject unto you, because your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Hey, oh, I read where that book's going to be opened, Brother Tony, and one day it's going to be the most important thing in the world, amen, that your name be in that book. Woo! Hallelujah! Because if that name ain't in that book, there's an eternity of trouble. Oh, listen. Well, Brother Joe, who can change that? God has given us the ability. Then I hear both, I just can't live this and that. Amen. Are you willing just to give it all to God? You see, I had a friend of mine where I worked said, I can't do it. I said, I agree with you. You can't do it. He looked at me funny, but I said, God can do it in you. I said, that's Christianity, brother. Not you doing it, but Christ living. Christ in us is the hope of glory. Woo! Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. My. Glory. Hallelujah. Behold, I say unto thee that as sure as a dead man can do nothing within himself, there must be a second party. Behold, I say unto thee, and I have come, paid the price. Behold, that my spirit might come, bringing God life to the lifeless and the godly. Behold, ungodly, saith the Lord, and bringing you into the realm of truth, and bringing you into the kingdom of God. Oh, bringing you from death unto life, saith the Lord. Behold, I have declared in my word, he that believeth upon me, behold, who eateth my body and drinketh my blood, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And behold, he shall never die. I say unto thee, to them that will have people are the partakers of me, saith the Lord, that I may dwell in them, I will bring life. Behold, everlasting life to them in whom I dwell.
We hope that you've enjoyed today's message. If you would like a copy of today's message, you can reach us at pastor@whitfieldpfc.org. That's pastor@whitfieldpfc.org. We'd be glad to tell you how that you can receive copies of the message, the original message. Please let us know by the broadcast date. We hope that we have touched your heart with the gospel, and may God bless you, is our prayer.